Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and calm night across Israel. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Waller reports just in on Prime Minister Netanyahu's efforts to block an American-Iranian agreement. Also, Ynet notes that earlier today Netanyahu vowed the IDF will remain in Lebanon's security zone despite Iranian demands. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal through media and political allies. Separately, the Forward reports from earlier today that under a Trump deal, Iran can keep ballistic missiles but must abandon nuclear ambitions. And finally, Australian Jewish News critiques Trump's Iran deal, suggesting it may reward Tehran while leaving threats unaddressed. Here's what people are saying online. Gab Droz, an online commentator, posted just minutes ago about a podcast explaining Hezbollah's origins, suggesting it could enlighten leaders on recent events. Visegrad 24 highlighted that Green Party leader Zach Polanski signed a controversial letter demanding the UK track British-Israeli dual nationals who served in the IDF, drawing condemnation from Jewish groups. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle Eastern affairs analyst, wrote just now that Iran's support of Hezbollah reveals its loyalty to Tehran over Lebanon, calling for a ban on the group. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's recent maneuvers. Walla reports that the Israeli Prime Minister is working vigorously to block a potential agreement between the US and Iran. This includes leveraging media channels and engaging with US senators. The stakes are high, as such a deal could alter regional power dynamics significantly. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Ynet highlights that Netanyahu has reaffirmed Israel's commitment to maintaining a military presence in the Lebanese security zone. This comes in response to Iranian pressure for withdrawal. Ambassador Yechiel Leiter emphasized the security necessity of this stance, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, I-24 News details Netanyahu's strategic efforts to sway the Iran deal. He is reportedly using right-wing media and political allies to influence U.S. policy. The Prime Minister's actions reflect Israel's broader strategy to counter Iran's influence in the region. Looking at the broader implications, the Forward explains that President Trump's proposed deal allows Iran to retain its ballistic missile program. However, it firmly prohibits nuclear weapons development. Critics argue this approach could embolden Tehran without addressing key threats, raising concerns about future stability. Finally, the Australian Jewish News questions the efficacy of Trump's proposed agreement with Iran. Critics warn it could embolden Tehran while leaving regional threats unresolved. This raises alarms over potential shifts in Middle Eastern geopolitics. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that despite a historic drop in the dollar, food prices in Israel continue to rise sharply. This discrepancy highlights ongoing economic challenges for Israeli consumers. Separately, according to Globes, Israeli AI company Artlist is set to lay off 200 employees as part of a strategic shift. The company is transitioning to a more AI-focused model, despite its substantial revenue stream. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Artlist's planned workforce reduction affects 40% of its staff. This move comes as the company aims to enhance its technological capabilities and market position. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.